As Oklahomans start going to the polls, more than 40 Tulsa faith leaders announced their support for State Question 805. The measure would ban sentence enhancements for people convicted of nonviolent crimes. Clergy issued a statement citing Oklahoma's disproportional incarceration rates and sentence lengths, especially for women and people of color. The Reverend Chris Moore read from that statement at a news conference Thursday at his Fellowship Congregational Church.
Forgiveness lies at the heart of our religious traditions, as does the possibility of redemption and renewal, and we believe that everyone deserves the chance to reach their God-given potential.
The Reverend Bill Hem of Forest Park Christian Church says he pleaded guilty to a financial crime he didn't commit in order to serve 2 years in prison rather than up to 15. He says out of the 200 inmates in the minimum security facility he went to, there were maybe five he would not welcome into his home now.
These were intelligent, hardworking, ambitious people that made some poor, non-violent choices. I was shocked to see kindness and humility and warmth and compassion in such a dark and dreary place.
The Reverend Dr. Rodney Goss also knows firsthand how the prison system works, having been convicted of felony drug charges 30 years ago.
I think I somewhat exemplify what it means to be rehabilitated. Unfortunately, my rehabilitation was not because of the system.
Goss says he's discouraged by elected officials he's called friends' opposition to 805 based on claims it will let dangerous criminals get lighter sentences or go free because of a provision that makes it retroactive.
I love my neighbors and my families just like those who are on the other side of this argument, and I wouldn't dare unleash a menace to society to hurt my friends and my family.
Prosecutors and sheriffs have been the most vocal opponents of State Question 805. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.